Welcome to Office Hours from XXXChurch.com, where we answer your questions regarding sexuality, porn, sexual integrity, and more. Where nothing is off the table and all conversations are welcome. Now, here's your host, Carl Thomas.
Welcome to Office Hours by XXXChurch. I'm your host, Carl Thomas. I'm a pastor, certified neurohealth coach, and a guy who frankly struggled with a lot of stuff we're going to be talking about today for nearly 20 years until I found freedom a decade ago. In today's episode, I am going to be jumping in and answering this question. How can I defeat the cravings I get to look up certain naked celebrities? That's what I will be discussing today, so make sure you hang in there with me. Recognize that no questions are off the table, and I'm going to be as honest with my answers as I possibly can be, so don't get offended. Without any further delay, let's jump in. Okay, so this question came into our Office Hours page. I struggled for a lot of my adult life with the desire to masturbate to various celebrities' pictures and sex scenes. Praise God, I have found distance and freedom for the last several years. However, every few months, I will see someone new or think of something before and feel this overwhelming sense of desire to see one of these actresses. I've spent a lot of time probing in workshops and coaching to find an underlying emotional issue for me and never found any consistent trigger. Do you have any advice for people like me who have these insatiable cravings that once they take hold, seems to stay for days? Thank you. So what you're dealing with, I guess the good news is it's not that uncommon. I talked about this a couple episodes ago. Andrew Bauman, who's a therapist, friend of our ministry, I will again leave links below. He talks about this pornographic mindset or pornographic worldview, where because of our exposure to porn or masturbation habits, consistent sexual fantasies, all these things that maybe we've been dealing with for many, many years, it kind of sets in and it affects how we view people and how we look at them. And we start seeing women, specifically in this situation, as sexual objects rather than as complete beings. That's what you're dealing with. But in terms of, you said something here about, hey, I've done a lot of counseling and this and that, and I haven't found a trigger. Sometimes we get people, in this case, for instance, where you don't really understand how triggers work necessarily. So a trigger is just that. It's what causes you to go do something. This happens, whatever it is. I see someone, I hear something, or something happens to me, and that triggers a desire to go masturbate, fantasize, look at porn. All right, that's what a trigger is. When we're talking about long-term recovery, yes, we want to manage those triggers, but at the end of the day, the thing is we want to get below those triggers and find out what is causing them. So, and that's where we get into the healing and the emotional aspects of things, right? What emotional pain is driving that trigger? So when you see an attractive celebrity and you think to yourself, oh my gosh, I wonder what she looks like naked. Well, first of all, that's just years of habit, years of habit that have ingrained themselves in your brain. When I see a hot celebrity, my brain says, time to go look at him naked, right? It's kind of like a almost Pavlovian dog response. Right? You've just become conditioned over the years to think that way. So that pornographic mindset, if you will. What is happening is you are experiencing what we would call a sexual trigger. Now, I'm not going to get into it because it takes too much time to explain that at the end of the day, every trigger is really technically and emotionally an emotional trigger. But on a conscious level, we're not talking about an emotional event here that is causing you to want to go see this woman naked. We're not talking about that. We are talking about a sexual trigger. You see a woman. She is attractive, that elicits a desire in you, that leads you to lust, and now you want to go see her naked. It's a sexual trigger. And sexual triggers come, again, from years of conditioning. We all should be able to look at someone of the opposite sex who's attractive and not have the first response be, I wonder what they look like naked. We should all be able to do that in a normal world. But unfortunately, that's not life for many people because, again, years and years of becoming accustomed to this idea of if they're good looking, I want to see them naked. So How do you get past that? Well, that's just recovery, right? You said you've been free of this thing for 3 years. Now, I don't know what that means. Sometimes people say, well, hey, I've been free for 3 years. And what they really mean is they've been sober for 3 years. So they haven't looked at porn, but they're still masturbating here and there. They're still having sexual fantasies. I would say you're not really free. You're just sober. So that's a big factor. Are you really free or are you sober? But even if you're sort of free, that will get better over time. And if I'm being real, it's not going to always be 100% better, because you're always going to be, for the rest of your life, you're always going to see an attractive person and have that choice. Do I recognize them for their God-given beauty, or do I eat them up, right? Do I consume them for sexual pleasure? And the farther along in your recovery, the easier time you're going to have saying, hey, you know what? I'm aware of what's going on here. I don't do that. That's not me. That's not my value system. And so I'm not going to do it. And you move on, right? That's it. The thought might come into your head, hey, I wonder what that person looks like naked. But the farther along in your recovery, the more success you're going to have saying, doesn't matter. I don't need to go look at them naked. And you just move on. So this stuff takes time, all right? But keep going with your recovery. It's good that you're aware of it. You don't want to give in. And I would say just have those conversations. Like, the more intentional you are when you see an attractive celebrity saying, hey, you know what? That person has a story. That person was made by God. I don't need to see them naked. I just need to recognize the fact that they are attractive. I do like the way they look, but that's about it. It doesn't need to go any further than that. And then you move on with your day. If you have a question for me that you would like me to answer, go to xxx.com/office-hours and submit your question there, and I will answer it in an upcoming episode. That's about it for today. Have a great weekend, folks.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Office Hours. Have questions you need answered? Submit them at xxx.com/office-hours, and then tune in next week to hear what we got to say. Until then,